I am really pleased to have our old friend Gordon Thorne back in studio, along with a special guest. And I just asked Jim where he's from, so obviously you know a whole lot more about him. The fact that
he knows more about him than any of us. So why don't we let him have the floor?
All right,
and he can tell us where he's from.
I've known me ever since I was born. Actually,
we're talking, by the way, with Jim Oldschmidt. I hope I'm pronounced that
Jim Oldschmidt, that's
Oldschmidt.
Right.
And he is the special guest, Gordon's special guest at the Fingerstyle Weekend this weekend, which actually kicks off tonight, right after our program almost, down at Bluefin Bay. So welcome to Grand Marais, welcome to Cook County, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you. It's terrific to be here.
So you're currently living in Eden Prairie.
Eden Prairie.
But tell us a little bit about your roots.
My roots. Well, I'm a Wisconsin boy. I hope nobody will hold that against me up here.
Not at all. We have a large listening audience in Wisconsin.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I want to say hi to all my Wisconsin friends out there then. And I grew up way on the east side of the state, you know, the Sheboygan area, right on the other big lake down there.
Fox River Valley.
Well, kind of more in cow country.
Ah.
There's a lot of black and white cows around there, a lot of dairy farms. There's even a town called New Holstein, so
yeah.
it's a big cow place. And but, you know, it was a very nice place to grow up, and, you know, the main form that us adolescents and early teenagers had back then was some sort of pocket AM radio on which we tuned in the local top 40 station, transistor radio. And, you know, this is like 1967 and 68, and, you know, top 40 music then was a whole different thing than what might be considered top 40 now. And it was just such a really cool blend of things back then, you know. Motown, and you had you know, Jerry Reed in there, and Sam Cooke, and you know, all of the British Invasion stuff was going on still, and then the whole new, you know, flower power movement and psychedelic music. It was a great time to start playing the guitar because there were just so many new sounds going on, and so that's kind of how I got started. But you know, I became interested in acoustic guitar primarily because at the time I didn't have a job and couldn't afford to buy an amplifier. And a solid body guitar, if it's not plugged into an amp, you know, there's not a whole lot of sound there. You know, you can kind of pretend like you're playing good, but you don't really know. And you know, you get an acoustic guitar, and you know, you don't have anyone to blame other than yourself for the notes coming out of it. And but I was very fortunate to have you know, discovered a number of guitarists, sort of in the number of acoustic guitarists caught my attention in the early 1970s, including John Hurt and Leo Kottke and Chet Atkins and Merle Travis, and even some classical guitarists at that time.
We're visiting with Jim Oldschmidt, who is the special guest for the Fingerstyle Weekend, and I want to talk more about that, but I don't want to go too long without getting some music from you guys. So what are you gonna start us off with?
That's what we do. Well, we'll start off with an old kind of a blues theme that John Hurt, back when he made his first recordings in 1928. This is one of the first songs that he recorded called Got the Blues and I Can't Be Satisfied. And I can't be satisfied. I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. Some old day gonna catch that train and ride. They say whiskey straight will drive your blues away. That's what they say. Whiskey straight will drive your blues away. Will that be the case? I want a quart today. Better make it two now, 'cause I got the blues and I can't be satisfied. I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. Some old day gonna catch that train and ride. All right, Gordon, play me one now. I bought my baby a great big diamond ring. I bought my baby a great big diamond ring. I went right back home and I caught her shaking that thing. Oh Lord, tell me babe, why do you treat me this way? Won't you tell me baby, why do you treat me this way? I bought all you got and now you give it away. That's why I got the blues and I can't be satisfied. I got the blues, I can't be satisfied. Some old day gonna catch that train and ride. I'll try to pick one now. I cut that joke so long, deep and wide. You know, I cut that joke so long, deep and wide. Still got the blues and I can't be satisfied. I got the blues and I can't be satisfied. I got the blues, I... Some old day gonna catch that train and ride. Play me one more, Mr. Gordon. Be satisfied. Got the blues, I can't be satisfied. Some old day gonna catch that train and ride. Yeah, forget the blues, gonna get that train and ride.
Jim Oldschmidt and Gordon Thorne here on the Roadhouse. Very nice.
Thank you
very
much.
Very nice. I'm going to come back to you, but first I want to touch base with Gordon, because this is the third
count them, three.
Fingerstyle weekend down at Bluefin Bay.
The third annual. We can call it an annual now.
Yeah, we've got our number.
We've got a three. When you hit three, you can call it an annual. Yeah.
So real quickly, tell us again, and we've been fortunate enough to have you and your guest on, I think.
Every time.
But how you came up with this idea? How did this idea start with you?
Well, it started actually when I stumbled into the bluegrass workshop thing that they do at Lutzen in the fall, that the North Shore Music Association puts on in the fall. And I happened in there one year and was just kind of amazed at how it all went on. And I really didn't take part in the workshops, but everything was there and all the parts were in place, and I got a feel of how it was put together, and then I started learning that all the guys that I know that really do this for a living, they make at least half their money teaching at workshops, and so I just started I just took a shot, and I started out with Phil Haywood, who's a friend, mm-hmm. a personal friend of mine, so there was a. Wasn't a lot of blood out on the table, you know. I wasn't going to lose too much if we lost, and it worked out really well. And then last year I took a chance with Mary, and that worked out again. And so here we go. Now I'm just casting a net out there and looking for lots of different variety of players to come and try to do this and make the fourth and the fifth and sixth and seventh annual fingerstyle weekends.
Yeah. You know. Of course, on behalf of WTIP, thanks for doing it. Because
oh yeah, because the proceeds, all the profits come to here, and they're going to fix this chair I'm sitting in.
Yeah, that may, but not too soon. Believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me. Jim, and I want to remind our listeners, we're visiting with Gordon Thorne and Jim Olschmidt, who is up the special guest for the Fingerstyle Weekend. How'd you hook up with this guy?
Well, I met Gordon at the very event that he was talking about.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 years ago?
Yeah, a couple of years ago,
or
yeah.
So, and a mutual friend of ours, a very talented violin player named Tom Schaefer, thought it would be a good idea for the two of us to hook up. And it turned out to be a very good idea, and because, you know, we play a lot, not the same tunes and not the same stuff, but from the same era.
Yeah.
A lot. Yeah. And we've just had a ball so
yeah.
far.
Now, have you two performed together before this weekend?
No.
We picked a little bit informally at the Bluefin last year.
Okay.
In the bar there, just for grins, basically.
Sure,
so,
sure.
So this is the first, our first
official gig
appearance.
In fact, tonight, one could say is the official.
Well,
despite the fact you're not getting paid, by the way.
You could say that.
You just heard the first
one. Gordon did tell you that, didn't he? This is not a paying gig. In fact, quite frankly, you guys pay us. So, but we'll talk about that later. Well, let's get some more music going if we can.
All right. Well, I'd like to play a song of mine. Because I think it's important that if you play the old tunes and the old styles, it's important to try to bring something to the party yourself also, and to try to come up with some tunes in that style on your own, so that, you know, people get some kind of an idea of who you are and not just a copyist or whatever. So a while back I had the Bo Diddley song Hand Jive stuck in my head, you know, and it kind of goes da da da. So for days and days, this song was just sort of playing in the back of my mind. I couldn't, you know, get it out of my head, which happens sometimes. And I thought to myself, now, if John Hurt were to play that song, how would it sound? And it would be kind of like this. I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I like that, you know. And then I thought, well, it kind of sounds like a train song to me in a way. And then I thought about train songs, and I thought, you know, in every train song, there's always somebody who gets to go on that train and go somewhere, you know. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to maybe come up with a train song of my own. And the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, for everybody who gets to leave on that train, there's someone who has to stay behind, you know. So I thought that might be a good topic to do a song on. And so I, you know, this all just sort of stews around in the brain for days and weeks and months, and so I came out with this little song called The Railroad Blues. Every day at 6:05, the Illinois Central comes rolling by. It don't stop, it don't slow down, just blowing the whistle as it rolls through town. Well, thinking back a month ago, your bags are packed and ready to go. You left me with this old mule to ride and an empty feeling deep inside. You said that you'd be back again. Said you'd write, but you didn't say when. I got no letter, I got no news. All I got's these railroad blues. Yeah, all I got's these railroad blues. Now my daddy was a railroad man, a conductor on the L&M. And it was hello, sir, and thank you, ma'am, from Chicago down to Birmingham. Now if I had my own train, I'd run down to Georgia and up to Maine, out to Wichita and Baton Rouge. Yeah, I'd be out there looking for you. You said that you'd be back again. Said you'd write, but you didn't say when. I got no letter, I got no news. All I got's these railroad blues. Yeah, all I got's these railroad blues. So every day at 6:05, Illinois Central comes rolling by. It don't stop, it don't slow down, just blowing the whistle as it rolls through town, like this.
That's a great song.
Thank you very much.
Great song. Jim Oldschmidt and Gordon Thorne here on the Roadhouse. They are, in fact, Fingerstyle Weekend taking place starting tonight and going through tomorrow down at Bluefin Bay. I wanted to ask you, you're doing two workshops tomorrow. One is entitled, if I'm correct, John Hurt's Country Blues Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the other one, but what is so special about John Hurt's guitar? I mean, what makes it so distinctive that you teach a workshop on it?
Well, one of the things that's distinctive about it is that it's a style that allows you, to arrange other songs. You know, in other words, John Hurt did write some of his own songs, but a lot of the tunes that he recorded were adapted from other places. And he was certainly among the first guys to sort of figure out how to use that what is generally called alternating thumb style to come up with accompaniments and for all these various songs that he played. And he also was able to find very ingenious ways of executing little instrumental parts and instrumental breaks in his songs that don't, you know, he played a very sort of uncomplicated style in terms of the chords he used, and the things that he did were not particularly advanced in terms of, like, you know, how we, you know, think of advanced guitar playing in our current age. But he, And there are like three or four, at least, you know, specific things that I'm going to show people how he was able to accomplish this you know, tomorrow. But I guess the best way to explain it is that he just got a whole lot of sound and a whole lot of, you know, music out of just a few basic chords, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If a person's playing, and I hate to label, but they're playing the blues, do you mm-hmm. need to know how to play the way John Hurt played? I mean, is he kind of like, okay, that's what you build off of?
No. Because John Hurt was not a blues player in the classical sense that a lot of his contemporaries who came from very nearby where he came from were people like Charlie Patton and Son House. But what accounts for the main difference between John Hurt and, say, Charlie Patton is that John Hurt did not grow up on a plantation. He was not part of the plantation culture. He lived in the hill country on the edge of the plantation. And so he was a lot more kind of independent, and he was exposed to a lot more tunes that way. Because he heard all kinds of different tunes from different people as he grew up and became an adult. And his thing was to take popular songs and kind of adapt them to his style.
Mm-hmm. Well, as interesting as that is,
I always considered John Hurt more of a songster than a bluesman.
Yes,
right. You know, that's what I call him. Yeah. I mean, he didn't really play blues. You know, he gets thrown into the blues bag today.
He played some blues tunes, and he actually composed some blues songs, but they're still much more in his style, you know, than they were trying to sound like anybody else by the time he made his first recordings in 1928, his style was completely developed.
Hmm.
And it basically did not change at all after that, you know.
Well, let's, whether it's John Hurt or whoever, can we get some more music?
Why don't you play another John Hurt tune? You got one that you can?
Sure. I got all kinds of them. Here's one that people enjoy. Oh, I gotta retune my low string here. Sorry, folks. I tune because I care. Give me red lipstick and a bright poppy rouge, a shingle bob haircut and a shot of good booze. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, oh, your mama will be gone. Come along, young man, everything's sitting right. My husband's gonna wait till next Saturday night. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, oh, your mama will be gone. Pink hose on my feet, turkey red bloomers, Lord, with a rumble seat. Bird down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, all your mama will be gone. To the fashion shop, pick the one that looks best. Your old sweet mama wants a brand new dress. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, oh, your mama will be gone. Cock-a-doodle-doo-doo. Richland women say any dude will do. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, all your mama will be gone. Every Sunday morning, church watch me go. My wings are sprouted out now, the preacher told me so. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, oh, your mama will be gone. Let's pick up one more time. And a bright poppy rouge, a shingle bob haircut, and a shot of good booze. Hurry down, sweet daddy, come blow on your horn. If you come too late, oh, your mama will be gone. If you come too late now, oh, your mama will be gone.
Ah, that's great. That's great.
So that's a tune that it's got a lot more kind of ragtime influence and New Orleans early jazz influence and string band influence than it does blues,
per se,
as in, you know.
It's good music.
Delta blues.
It's good music.
Thank you. It's good.
We have been visiting with and listening to Jim Oldschmidt and, of course, Gordon Thorne. They are the principals of Fingerstyle Weekend. Big thanks to both of you. Gordon, for sure, thanks not only for coming tonight, but also for the benefit for WTIP.
And, happy to do it.
And Jim, thank you so much for being here.
Great. Well, you're welcome.
If you come back up this way, please let us know so we can have you on again.
Okay, terrific. I will.
Jim Oldschmidt and Gordon Thorne, thanks so much.